Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.
What's going on, everybody? It's Bill Bailey with Today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio. And today we're in partnership with our friends from Maximum Threshold Radio. And I want to present to you Lexi from the band that gets more ass than a toilet seat, Steel Panther. Fresh out of sex rehab, how are you doing, Lexi?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Great, great. So let's talk about the Gods of Pussy Animal Rescue activation you guys got going on. If somebody wants to
talk about that.
Awesome. If somebody would want to donate, what do they do? Make the check out to Gods of Pussy? It's pussy with
you
two
what?
S's.
It's a very hard thing to make a check out to something like that. What they would do is make the check out to me, and then I would forward that to whatever charity they would want me to donate that to. I would definitely handle that. So what they can do is with that is just afterwards I can just give my address and where to send the check to, and then I'll handle it from there on out.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about the how you guys got started working with this organization and putting this together on the tour.
Well, you know what, we care about animals, especially cats, but at the same time we just want to promote ourselves, you know. And if we think that by helping something, you know, by animals, everybody loves animals.
Oh yeah.
So what we want to do is just find the best way to make it look like we really like care a lot and about animals and other things that move and stuff that people think are cute. And then that way we get more attention to ourselves and it just sells more records.
Well, it has. The rumor does have it that the members of Steel Panther have really big hearts. So that's good to hear.
Yeah, we do. Doesn't matter. We have a lot of big things. I have a big bass guitar. We're doing great right now. We're getting bigger as we keep putting out records, and this one, Heavy Metal Rules is kicking ass right now, and that's big as well. So have you had a chance to listen to it?
Yes, and I wanted to ask you, what is it like being the gods of the vag?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
What's it like being the gods of the vag, gods of the pussy?
Well, I mean, it's pretty awesome, especially as old as we are, you know. It gets more expensive because, you know, we're buying pills, we're buying things that, you know, popsicle sticks, anything to keep the penis erect. And it is getting harder, no pun intended, but it is getting harder to keep the reputation, especially when you're writing a song, you know, like Gods of Pussy. I mean, we have to uphold that reputation. I mean, that's no pun intended. Uphold. we do the best we can, but at the same time, you know, I just let everybody thank God. I mean, it's that thankful time of year, Thanksgiving, where we can all give thanks to science and technology as far as making, you know, being able to keep your penis hard with science. I think it's great.
Yes, it is awesome. And it's a great video, by the way. It reminded me of my days in the Navy. I really enjoyed it. Speaking of all the technology we have today to keep you guys, you know, up and at them, I'm surprised Steel Panther hasn't looked into a Blue Chew sponsorship or anything yet.
You know what? I'm surprised, too. I'm surprised we don't have a bunch of endorsements by this time right now. I should definitely have like a whole makeup line that hasn't happened yet. But we should have a bunch of sponsors actually. We do. We have Monster. We have Aquanet. I think but definitely I should have a makeup line. That's for sure. The more we talk about it, maybe somebody out there is listening and can hook me up.
Yeah, for sure. And get your management team on that. I mean, they're slacking. Sounds like.
Yes, I will.
So what can fans expect on the Heavy Metal Rules tour? I see you guys are coming here to Cleveland House of Blues on December 3rd.
And Cleveland is that's my old stomping grounds. That's where I grew up. So
yes, that's what I heard.
So I'm excited to go back home. I really, really am. And it's always great to be there and see obviously old friends and things like that. The bands that I Spoiled, the Priscilla, the Out of the Blue, all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's all kinds of bands that that when I was right before I moved to Los Angeles, literally, it was great to be a part of the Cleveland music scene. It's I hope it's still kicking. I hear it. Cleveland rocks. It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean,
yes, it is.
And I'm very proud to be from. I am very proud to be from Cleveland. I really, really am. So it's always good to be home.
Yeah, and, I wanted to ask you about for the fans that aren't aware about your background in the Cleveland music scene. Who were some of your favorite Cleveland bands that you liked to play with back in the day?
Well, yeah, I mean, there was so many of them. I mean, that literally, Spoiled, Out of the Blue. Billy Morris is still out there kicking it, and Jimmy Mailer, and there was so many great bands. I mean. Priscilla, all those bands that before I left, there were so many of them. And the Akron Agora and the Cleveland Agora and I mean, there was so many great rooms that I saw. The Cleveland Cafe, I think, was the last show I did in Cleveland, I think. But again, there was so many great bands that are in Cleveland. Kid Wicked, again, Billy has a stamp on Cleveland and even Bo Koo. I mean, I miss the old Lisa Dillon days of WMMS and all that kind of thing. That was just a good. I'm again very thankful to be able to say that I'm from Cleveland, and I'm very proud to be from Cleveland. So,
that's great. Did you guys ever play with Liquor Sweet?
Liquor Sweet's fantastic. Yeah, because Chris still out there kicking around?
Yes, he is. He's a buddy of mine. I grew up with him.
Will you tell Chris I said hello? He's an amazing bass player and a good person. So yeah, let him know that Lexi says hi.
Oh, definitely. So rumor has it that you guys were considered playing the Motley Crue reunion.
Well, yeah, isn't that crazy? I mean, well, there's a lot of shit going on with us and Motley Crue right now, especially going back and forth with Nikki Sixx and everyone. You know what? Just it is what it is. Motley Crue is bitching, and again, we went on tour with Motley Crue and Def Leppard before, and Tommy Lee got mad at us because under his roller coaster drum set, Satchel and I had our way with his girlfriend. It's a long story, and it's still carrying on, obviously. But either way, it's press, and again, I hope Mick Mars keeps his word, and we all get free tickets to the shows because I'm going to be at all of them. If I can, because they're free tickets. Shit, Mick said so.
Exactly. I want to take them up on that. Awesome. So, hey, I wanted to ask a little bit, what was Sex Rehab like?
It wasn't bad at all. I have to, like I said, I had to calm down a little bit and just, from now on, I won't hang out so much after shows anymore because it's so tough and nobody understands how much. Again, I hate to say this, but it's easier for me to get vagina more than it is for the rest of guys because I'm kind of like really good looking and stuff. And girls did wear makeup and have long hair, so it's way harder for me than it is for those guys. But I'm learning to maintain. I really am. I mean, if I just go to the bus and close my eyes and just jack off, it's easier than. It's easier than getting into trouble as far as putting my penis as close as a sinus. One day at a time.
Exactly, one day at a time. So do you guys have, yourself actually have a regular Kegel routine for the road?
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
Do you have like a regular Kegel routine for the road? Any Kegel exercises to make sure you maintain?
Yes, yeah, I do. I have two. I have people watching me at all times. Sometimes I'll be sneaky, like I'll act like I'm asleep and I'll just be out hunting for Regina. So there's got to be eyes on me all the time.
Is there does Steel Panther have like a best load recipe for, you know, so you can get that Peter North quality nut?
Yeah. You just eat a lot of ginger, and again, and just tape popsicle sticks around your penis, and okay. So for load, you know what? And eating pineapple also. The girls love it. It tastes fantastic from what they say. So I ate a bunch of pineapple too. But again, I have to be careful when I say it, that's just going to get me going. You know.
All right. I heard celery's really good too.
Yeah, that actually it is. Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything, but that's another one.
All right, so what's the go-to favorite hair product for the band?
For me, it's still, believe it or not, Aquanet, because, they have the coolest colors as far as the cans are concerned. There's purple, there's pink, there's white, and those are all the favorite colors that I like to use. Sometimes we'll use... sometimes we'll do Sebastian, but for me, it's just the old teak stuff that's like glue, and that's Aquanet. That's it.
Great. Hey, there was another rumor going around that one of you guys are like a really big Star Trek fan, and you actually had the opportunity to do some bumps with J.J. Abrams.
Oh, yeah, well, that's not me. I have no idea. Did you say Star Trek?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like Jaws and Star Wars. I've never been a Star Trek fan, so I don't know. And plus, I really don't pay attention to what those guys like, really, to be honest with you. So, but as far as Star Wars is kick ass, but I don't think I've ever even watched Star Trek.
Yeah, I'm more of a Star Wars guy myself. You looking forward to the new one?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I said I'm more of a Star Wars fan myself as well. Have you seen the trailers for the new one coming out?
No, I have not seen the trailers for the new one. I'm pretty much over watching Star Wars now, to be honest with you. Now they're all just so damn confusing. I just like the first two. That's it. I'll watch reruns of those over and over and over again.
Gotcha. So I want to ask you a few questions that I normally ask some of the guests I have on the show. And I wanted to ask you, what are some songs that have inspired you the most in life?
Let's say it one more time. I'm sorry.
What are some songs that have inspired you the most in life?
Here I go again. That's it. Because everything is here I go again. So I like all of the White Snake shit. There's also, in life, shit, I can go back to Beatles. I'm just going to go Naughty Naughty by Danger Danger. That's it right there.
Awesome. And then three people who've inspired you or you can credit for making you the person you are today.
Rudy Sarzo, my mom, and Satchel.
Great. Man, you're firing these off. I love it. Favorite toy as a child and why?
Evel Knievel, because he just jumped over anything. He could get over anything. And he always came out okay. You know that Evel Knievel wind-up thing?
Yeah.
You
know?
There you go.
I just interviewed Scott from the Star Boys a couple weeks back, and that's what inspired him to get into the stunt bike stuff. Yeah. Okay. Favorite wrestler.
I would probably have to say probably Chris Jericho. But I'm gonna sit right here. I'll just come back in like 10 minutes. Thanks. Chris Jericho, probably my favorite wrestler. I think that's the only one I know.
Yeah, he's a brother out there on the road, huh?
Exactly.
And what would you want your legacy to be?
Legacy, it's funny because it almost sounds like Lexi. legacy, I tried as hard as I could. And you know what? Look as bitching as I possibly can every day. And the older I get, it's getting more and more expensive, but I think that's it. Just try to be bitching all the time. Try to look bitching all the time. I think that's what it would be.
Great. Top three musical artists.
Wow, this has been an interview. Musical artists. Let's see: Lennon, Sarzo, and McCartney.
Man, you're great. You're good at this. Awesome.
You know what? Can I do four and Satchel?
Yeah, yeah. Don't forget Satchel.
And Michael and six. Sorry.
Yeah, great. So one more thing I want to ask you. If you have a message for all our veterans that are serving overseas right now.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Those, and you know, that they're true heroes, especially this time of year. Thanksgiving is something that, you know, I'm very thankful for. Personally, I'm very thankful for all the people that bring illegal drugs into this country. But I'm also obviously very, very thankful that we have what we have, and that's our freedom, and then soldiers that stand up and fight for our freedom. And I am a very proud American. I'm also very proud of people of Cleveland, Ohio.
Great. Yeah, you know what? You guys would, I know that you'd be a hit with the troops if you were able to do a USO tour, at least the male ones.
Yeah, we you know, it's funny. I talked to Drew Carey about that, doing a tour like that. It'd be amazing if we could ever squeak something like that in. That sure would be paying the forward. Yeah, I have so much, obviously, everybody, respect for our troops, no matter what side of the fence you're on. You know, it's our country, and we have, you know, very thankful to be, that I live here, and we have soldiers out there fighting for us.
Great. Well, you know, thank you for your time. If people want to know more or pick up some of your music or listen to some of your music, where would you send them?
Steelpantherrocks.com. You can go on our website. You can all over the place. I mean, all you have to do is it's pretty easy to find out more about us. You just go. Put Steel Panther, and they'll give you everything. It's pretty simple.
All right. Well, one last favor before we go. Would you mind cutting a promo ID for our radio show?
What's your radio show called?
Today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio.
Of course it is. Say it again one more time.
Today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio.
Today, you're so muffled.
Boondoggle.
Spell it for me. It sounds like, yeah, Boondoggle.
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 Boondoggle, okay. This is Lexi Fox, and you're listening to Boondoggle radio station in Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you so much. Heavy metal rules.
Hey, heavy metal rules. Sounds like you got a lot of stuff going on there.
Yes, I do. I actually do. It was a very unexpected interview.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, and looking forward to seeing you guys in Cleveland on December 3rd.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. Sometimes it's hard when all the girls want to fuck you. So you fuck them once, but they just keep coming back. And there's other girls, your dick wants someone new. But the bitches you fucked before are cock-blocking. Yeah.
them scream, making them cream, making them bleed, making them feed, right from your hand, you're in the land of the
gods of pussy.
For tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.